Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Democracy in America. The prairie grass was very tall, spread wide as the eye could see, an immense shaggy hide over undulating hills, grass so tall and thick that it was a hazard for those white folks who determined to settle the land here. The only way to be sure you knew where you were going, should you want to walk with the family, was to hold hands and not let the kiddos get lost in the mess. Such things happen. In those first weeks and months, the only way to be neighborly was to dig trenches between the soddies. So they did. All of these brand new Siouxlanders, regardless of their station in life, they made paths to the rivers, the only distinctive geographical features in an otherwise endless ocean of grass, and paths to the neighbors too. Two ladies determined to call on a neighbor some distance away. Now, these were ladies who were not just common. They had, well, some significant social standing in the old country. With a neighborly visit in mind, the ladies followed the furrows in the newly plowed land until they discovered a brand new soddy or dugout they'd not seen or visited, where they found a burly good wife brewing up a batch of pancakes, it being summer and the stove standing outside the sod house. Now the good wife, who was herself plentiful, was overjoyed to have visitors and begged the ladies to stay for a plateful of hotcakes. They gave each other sideways glances, but to their credit, they did stay, albeit hesitantly. They knew that just such a threesome would never have happened in the old country, where one was properly punctilious. But out here in the vast wilderness, wind and rain, new rules for neighborliness just had to be written. When Alexis de Tocqueville traveled the country in the 1830s, he liked what he saw immensely and simply assumed that the kind of equality he'd witnessed across the length and breadth of this frontier nation was a pure democratic blessing. He titled his travels, Democracy in America. After stirring up the batter, the good wife turned around to take care of something or other. The moment she turned, the family dog, a big toothy black thing named Caleb, started snorting pancake mix and loving every bit of it. When the good wife saw and heard what was going down, she pulled that mixing spoon out of the batter and began banging Caleb, whipping him with that foot-long mixing spoon until he ran off in a torrent of untoward whapping. Then she smiled, grumbled about her much-loved mutt, let well enough alone, and simply plopped that spoon right back in the mix, gave the batter a few hefty turns, and churned out a ball of hotcakes that splashed on the griddle. For just a moment, the old country sunk further away than it had during the 3 weeks they'd spent on the ship. Both of the women simultaneously took a deep breath and told themselves it was now, for very certain, a brand new world. There was no turning back. When the good wife served up the hotcakes, bedecked with sugar, the ladies simply could not refuse, even though they took not a bite without visions of that black dog's floppy red tongue. And later, when the two of them departed, their stomachs full, they were still a bit queasy as they followed those rugged lines of fresh furrows homeward. Those two gracious ladies, in an undeniably brand new world, learned some uncommon neighborliness from what we might call the American way.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't.